After a seemingly dormant winter, organizers with Occupy Wall Street are planning a reemergence this spring, marked by a series of events on May Day, the labor movement's International Workers' Day. WNYC's Bridget Bergen spent a day following the movement on an average day to see what it might mean for the big one.
A few blocks away from where hundreds started the Occupy movement last September, there are three protesters hanging out this morning. It's the corner of Wall and Nassau Streets, on the steps of Federal Hall. Aaron Black is one of them.
I'm going to put in some calls today.
He's waiting for protesters from ACT UP, an AIDS advocacy group. They've joined some Occupy protesters for a march earlier today.
Occupy Wall Street was an action idea that belongs to everybody, not just a couple hundred people in the park.
The winter was hard. Black says some felt like the movement had died. But he was among a group of about 20 people organizing the movement's next phase.
And there's tons of different occupations and working groups and affinity groups and unions and NGOs that belong to this movement. And it's about letting people know that, you know, you're angry.
My name is Christopher Guerra, and I am the leader of the OWS Black Knights, and we are at Zuccotti Park, a.k.a. Liberty Plaza.
Tourists and would-be occupiers still come to Zuccotti Park, but the encampment is long gone. Christopher Guerra stands alone at a makeshift information booth. He wears all black, including a scarf that wraps around his face so you can only see his eyes. The 27-year-old comes from Newark, New Jersey, at 6 a.m. every morning.
Even before the security guards are here, and I set up the table, I sit down, and I read. And wait for people to come up and talk.
Guerra directs people to whatever the big actions are for the day. It may be a rally for affordable housing, a march for cheaper college tuition, or a picket outside a construction site. For a group that's never had just one message, these days they're embracing an ever-growing array of issues. Construction workers wearing hard hats fill John Street in Lower Manhattan. They're yelling at a building that they say is using non-union workers. Most of them work in the area, and they're using their lunch hour to protest. Uniformed police officers block the building's entrance.
It's a living wages, guys. You don't get paid nothing.
This is just a few blocks from Zuccotti Park. But these protesters aren't occupiers. They just sound like them. And that's what the occupiers want. More people on the street. NYPD detective Rick Lee, dubbed the hipster cop during Occupy protests last fall for his thick-framed glasses and preppy style, climbs into a wooden beam and asks the crowd who's in charge.
Who's the leader? Who's in charge here?
Levi Messinetti, a carpenter, steps up. Later, he says the police are shutting the site down.
Well, that's good for today. Let's see what happens. I don't know. We'll be back to see if it's shut down for good or not.
A few hours later in Union Square, it's time for Occupy Wall Street's signature human microphone at a protest against student debt.
It's blank!
It's blank!
Too much!
Too much!
Debt!
The students march out of Union Square to Cooper Union. Graduate students there are being asked to pay tuition for the first time in the school's history. An alum named Jesse Cruiser has climbed the five-story statue of Peter Cooper in protest. Police have to use a cherry picker to get him down, but not before at least one woman is taken into custody and an audience of onlookers has gathered. Occupiers hope May 1st will be a day like this, but more so. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.